The Grinch goes and grabs the packages under the tree. Well, now Parker grabs the baseball bat.
Okay, things got out of hand. Things just leveled up. Things got out of hand. We went too far.
So this is where this is where it goes too far.
Ron's really running.
He's hitting with the baseball bat. So Ron just grabs him and pulls him over his shoulder and starts going out the door. He's kidnapping children.
This is awful. Child Protective Services is really busy. It's going to be so busy this week, you guys.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Song?
I'm just singing.
Oh.
I'm upstairs and I'm singing.
I'm singing. I love to sing. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm full of cheese covered in glitter and have no idea what day it is.
That's about where I am too.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Let's get in.
All right.
What episode is it, Joni? I don't know. Is it 117?
I think it's 117. I believe we did 116 last time.
I think
y'all,
so.
We're doing real good. Happy holidays, because we are full-blown brain.
You guys, you all understand. We don't need to tell it to these people because they understand. This is how everybody is feeling right now. When you guys hear this, it'll be the 2nd, January 2nd or after. But we're recording on New Year's Eve, so we're still back in 2024. So it'll be like time traveling again.
Oh, it is. We're time traveling.
We're very good at that.
Hey, while I'm looking this up, so let's say yesterday, I don't know, somewhere in the few days around here, was Tracy Hillman's anniversary.
Oh.
And since she and Sarah listened to us so much, I just wanted to say a big old happy anniversary.
Designer cornbread happy anniversary to Tracy, to Fro-Fro. That's awesome. Okay. Well, many congrats.
We are, in fact, in episode 117.
We got it.
We got it. Yeah, yep. So.
Hope everybody had a great Christmas. Tell me, let's get caught up a little bit, and then we'll have something to go to next, something special for you
special
all.
Special guest coming in.
But catch us up a little bit on all that. Joni and I haven't talked in it, offline even for a while, because we've all had our families home. It's chaos. Like I said, full of cheese. We're covered in glitter. And we don't know what day it is. So fill us in on your Christmas. How's it been going?
Crazy. I mean, back in December was talking about, my song of... dadgummit, I can't even remember.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Yep. Mm-hmm. And as much as I tried to keep that in my head and on my mind and in my heart, I'm exhausted. And it has been a whirlwind of November and December, and just constant, to the point that when Christmas got here, I was like, one more meal. I just got to get through one more meal.
You and I, same. And that last meal that I really had to deal with and do was last night was we did our Christmas dinner. And I'm telling you, I put my pajamas on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not thinking anymore. And then Hudson comes down the stairs and says, I think there's a cat living upstairs that peed on my side table.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. There's a mysterious puddle of pee on a little table. I kid you not, Joni.
That's hilarious.
We don't know.
That's hilarious.
And we have stray cats in the neighborhood, and we heard them outside fighting, and he swears they're living in the walls. So we examined that for a while, and then we played games, and then Tim's poor mama got to feeling badly, and we went to the ER with her till 3 a.m. But she's good. Everything's fine.
Okay.
But continue on with your story. That reminded me
that was
just the crazy of like literally the minute I was like,
yeah.
And then cats are in our house somewhere, and We had to go to Gen Pop at the ER. Yeah. It was not
good. This is not just how Christmas goes. I mean, I laugh at Christmas Vacation, but I mean,
it's really, here. It's here,
and we maybe not to that extreme, but I promise you, every Christmas, it's a little Christmas Vacation. Just cannot get that many people together.
No, without chaos.
It's crazy mess just not happen. So I don't, and then Christmas was a little tense. We had, we have communion at our church, just kind of walk in communion on Christmas Eve. And then the pastor and his wife came over and we just had, snacks and stuff on Christmas Eve. And we were going to play some games and things, but let me back up a little bit because here's the best thing that happened.
Okay.
On December 23rd, Ron Schenck has a Grinch costume and it's a pretty good one.
Oh boy.
And so we have talked on this podcast about how all the kids just absolutely adore Ron Schenck.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just crawling all over him and, they love him. Well, the Grinch showed up at their houses on December 23rd.
Oh, no. Joni, that's traumatizing.
Oh, it was traumatizing.
Were there screams? Have you seen those videos of kids that are, like, beating? The little boys are, like, attacking the Grinch?
They were screaming. The little girls. There was one little girl, Hattie Jo, who we love Hattie Jo. And Hattie Jo, is in first grade. And she's old enough to kind of to pick on there. Mm-hmm. What we did not take into account is Hattie Jo's little sister, who is 2.
Okay.
Poor little Elsie was shaking. It was
you guys,
so bad.
Now, that is horrible. And the Grinch, that costume is horrific. Let's so just listen, be honest.
We did call the parents, first and say, hey,
get permission.
Would you like a
traumatizing Grinch experience?
From the Grinch, because so the parents are all dying. Here we have like Parents of the Year awards because they are all dying. Their kids are absolutely terrified, shaking, crying, screaming. But one we went to, and his dad was all on board. Well, what we didn't know is his cousin, they're the same age. So Parker and Olivia, they were spending the night together. Mm-hmm. And so I called Jared and I said, hey, told him what was up. And he was like, oh my gosh, here's the whole setup. He said, they've been a little rowdy today. And we told them, look, if you're bad, if you continue this, Santa's not going to come, but the Grinch is going to come.
Oh, you're kidding. So you said they set them right up. And then it happened.
Yes. Oh, and he said, we're going to wrap some empty boxes and put under the tree. And he sent me a picture of where they were, just grabbed them. Well, Parker comes out. Parker sees him, and Parker's got his bow and arrow, his little Nerf bow and arrow. And
kids are straight up strapped. You cannot mess with them.
Good old Southern country boy. Grinch shows up, the bow and arrow comes out, and I mean, pulls back. He's got a perfect shot right at the Grinch's head. I mean, it was fantastic. And then he comes in. Then the Grinch goes and grabs the packages under the tree. Well, now Parker grabs the baseball bat.
Okay, just leveled up. Things got out of hand. We went too far.
This is where it goes too far.
Ron's really running.
He's hitting with the baseball bat. So Ron just grabs him and pulls him over his shoulder and starts going out the door. He's kidnapping children.
This is awful. Child Protective Services is going to be busy. It's going to be so busy this week. You guys.
So that is where Parker started screaming and crying and lost it.
Okay. You guys, that is horrible. That is actually, you guys are terrible.
The last house we went to, the dog got so scared it peed on the floor. Girls, they have 4 girls. They're all screaming. They're all, it was fantastic.
You guys, so much pee this Christmas. Cats and dogs.
It was great. It was great. But I needed that because, we've talked about how Christmas changes. And this is the first year in I don't know how many years that we did not have Christmas at them. And my own kids were not home on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. We've always done this for years and years and years. So it's a big change. And so we, Ron and I both needed some.
You needed a new terror. You needed a way to inflict, to take your sadness and put it on to children. I like it. I'm for it. Okay.
So that was that. Christmas, I'd invited about, you know, I'd invited some extra people to come to our house to eat with us.
Aww.
And every one of them canceled.
Oh, they all canceled. Okay. I thought you were going to say they all came. And I'm like,
No. Oh. So I had all this food.
Oh, what a joy.
Anyway, it was, but it was fun. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it was fun.
That sounds great.
We have been eating leftovers and I am ready to now get on that health food. Let's start the new year. I'm ready to get back.
Into it's always fun. It's always great. Yeah. It's a special, you know, time of the year, but then it's always feels good to get back on track. So that is wonderful. Well, I can only imagine. Well, we had all the kids here. They're still, Thatcher's leaving in a couple minutes. So, and when he walks in here, I'll give him a hug and Tim will take him to the airport.
And cry.
I'm not going to cry. It's fine. He's actually going to, he's flying to Nashville and doing New Year's Eve and with some of his good friends in Nashville and then he'll pop back to New York.
Okay.
But Avery and Joey are here and we're going to the zoo later today. The cold is cold. It's been raining here and warm for all week, and which has been, it's been cozy because it's been gray and But anyway, but today it's getting cold and we love to go to the zoo in the winter when it's cold because there's nobody there. So we're going to do that. And Hudson is here. He leaves tomorrow for a little boys trip with some of his buddies are going down to some little cabin in Arkansas to hang and then he'll come back here. So I still got tricklings of people. Joey and Avery are here till Thursday. So I got a couple, we got a couple days with them. So yeah, it's good. It's kind of like they trickle in and then they trickle out and you know, that kind of, that's kind of a nice thing. So, yeah, Christmas was same. Christmas was good. We had it late. We just had it, over when did we, what I don't, I'm telling you guys, I really don't know what day it is. Sunday. So, we had it Sunday. Yeah. We did our Christmas on Sunday.
Holly is now in the position that I was when JB was playing in the band with Mississippi State and they had bowl games. And so I had to delay Christmas a couple of days while he was,
no big deal. Yeah.
And,
it's fine.
But Caleb Schenck had a holy living fit.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about this, so Joey and Avery are now married and you have to factor in the other side of the family
there.
You have
to be flexible. And,
So you had to postpone Christmas. And in conversation, Thatcher Broyles was not real thrilled. He was along the Caleb Schenck
track. He was making a few faces like until granddad showed up on Christmas Day, had talked to me a few days ahead and said, I'm bringing brunch Christmas Day. Yeah. I'm bringing quiches and I'm bringing special sauces I'm making. And here's a fruit sat, you know, and I'm bringing this all. And we got Susan, you know, Tim's mom over and we just had a wonderful, so when we had a wonderful Christmas brunch and hung out and watched, it was so bizarre because we watched, we had the TV on, like, later we had football and we just never, Christmas Day is just never,
it's not a Christmas day
so then Thatcher later he was like he's like okay I kind of got two I got a bonus Christmas so he's fine now he
here,
came
here's
around.
What I'm figuring around. Thatcher Broyles, you are not suffering. Listen,
no,
he had two Thanksgivings
suffering. Yeah,
he had two Thanksgivings. He had two no he had three brunches.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
You had
a Thanksgiving, and then we had Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
And then he had the brunch food for the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
He had the brunch food after the wedding.
Yeah, he's
and
fine.
He had brunch again at my house.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he came around. He's like, this is actually pretty good.
And now he's got two Christmases.
Uh huh. And he was like, it was so funny because he and Hudson just kept going. Avery skipping Christmas. They just like, and then they're like, actually, it was Joey's fault. And then so they're having like fake anger.
Right.
It was pretty great. And
then
so we watched a weird football game that was on Christmas that, and I got to see Beyonce at a halftime show and that was weird. And then later in the night, we watched a Home Alone 2 because we had not seen that. Mm-hmm. Thatcher said that was good. And then two episodes of The Walking Dead. On Christmas Day, I had not seen it.
Nothing says me.
Nothing
Christmas,
says Christmas
like the
more
Walking Dead.
Than zombies being shot in the head. So we watched that, and then we watched something else. I feel like we watched. I watched Die Hard that night. Everyone else went to bed and I was kind of cross-stitching. And anyway, I don't know. But that was, so that was bizarre. So we watched, I thought there was some other really weird movie. I don't know. You know what? I'm just saying that when you have a house full of dudes, you don't know what you're going to get to watch. So it was fun. It was really fun. Yeah. And then we had Christmas on Sunday and did the gifts and did all the things. And now we're recovering and, yeah. So anyway, that's enough about us. Should we move on to our very important special guest?
Let's move on to we should try this. So I'll set this up while you are getting that ready. So a couple of weeks ago, we did take a week off for Christmas that we didn't tell you we were going to take off.
Yeah, sorry guys. Our planning is not the best. We're sorry.
So, but a couple of weeks ago, we had talked about John Garrett going down to his girlfriend's house in Pelham, Alabama, and meeting her family for the first time. And what has shocked us both, which I'm kind of a fan of, I don't think I could handle it, but I'm secretly very jealous of this.
I don't know.
Her mom has two monkeys. So one, we knew about one. Well, then when John Garrett got there, they had just gotten a new baby monkey. And so you had lots of questions you had lots of questions about the monkeys that I could not answer. Mm-hmm. Hello, Timmy. I see a big gorilla in the background.
That's my husband. That's Timmy. Is he leaving now?
Speaking of apes.
Tell him to come say goodbye.
I did have
questions. I was like, yeah, I needed to know some stuff. So,
So we are going to zoom in John Garrett's girlfriend, Ashlyn, mm-hmm. and ask her all these questions about living with a monkey.
Yeah.
Two monkeys now. I have since found out some things, but okay. I'm going to let you ask those questions.
Hi, Ashlyn. Welcome to Designer Cornbread.
Hey.
Hey, we're so glad you're here with us today. So tell us, I guess just give us the origin story a little bit. Like how did this come about?
I don't really know. So my mom, she said she always wanted a monkey and she always kind of talked about it, but it was always kind of just like, yeah, like in my dreams.
Okay.
And then 2 years ago, I got my wisdom teeth out over Christmas break and she was talking about it. And this time she was actually looking online and I was like, okay, like she's just dreaming. It's the same way I look at houses on Zillow just for fun. Mm-hmm. And then she actually comes in with a monkey. And I'm like, am I just tripping? Because I just got my wisdom teeth out. And it was real. And then the second one, the baby one, we just got him. And that one was more believable. We tried to talk her out of it. But I actually really like him. He's actually really calm and sweet.
So it's a girl and a boy monkey or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so also people are wanting, I mean, I'm sure people want to know where do you get a monkey? Do you just look up online like a dog and you can get a monkey?
Well, they got both of them from Texas.
That feels right.
Yeah. They suspect that the second one was smuggled over because he's really tiny.
Oh. The cartel.
Yeah.
The monkey cartel is bringing monkeys up in here? Oh,
I guess so, but it was also a lot cheaper than the first one.
Uh-huh, bargain monkey. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's very tiny, so it's almost like he was, I mean, it sounds depressing, but it's like he was taken away from his mom too early or something.
Okay, this is depressing. Oh, this is now sad. A depressing show. We're now, PETA is being called, and we are on our way to Texas to rescue the monkeys.
So, okay. Holly, you asked what kind of monkeys they were.
They're spider monkeys.
They're spider monkeys.
Chip.
Chip.
You'd love that.
Shut up, Chip.
Be on you like a spider monkey.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, what are their names?
Emma and JoJo.
Oh.
But now, Ashlyn, you're not a fan of Emma, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what does she do? What's wrong with what? Does she just jump on you?
Yeah, she was fine when she was a baby.
Uh-huh.
She would just sit there and be all sweet. But now she's just crazy. Like,
well, she's a monkey living in a house.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't I don't want to be too obvious here, but
I can't blame her. But yeah. Still, for me, from the perspective of someone who did not want the monkey, it's just a lot. Like, yeah. We don't have anything on the mantle. We didn't put up a Christmas tree because last year she tore all the ornaments off. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. Like, whenever I read Curious George now, I'm like, this is so true. Like, it's not the story.
This is really happening. This is true.
Yeah, they really are curious.
Well, they are. I can only imagine. I mean, it sounds like Emma's kind of ruling the house, you know, like she's sort of the queen bee, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What does she think about JoJo?
Yeah, how do they get along?
She's kind of jealous. She likes to cuddle up on him, but she's secretly kind of jealous, and she has a hard time hiding it.
Yeah, but I'm sure she doesn't.
Like, yeah, even though she's still a baby herself, she really likes to baby our animals. Like, she loves to baby my kitten, Charlie. And she likes to grab his tail and drag him around.
What does Charlie think about that?
What does Charlie think?
They never stand up for themselves. I'm like, Charlie, stick up for yourself. Like, scratch her or something. Get her to leave you alone.
No, she's but the dominant. She's the alpha. She's alpha, man. You can't mess with an alpha.
He just meows and doesn't do anything.
But okay, she's got all that maternal. She's the little mama.
She is the little mama. She's a little monkey mama, Emma and JoJo. So now I'm also wondering about like the feeding. Okay, so what do they, I mean, we know monkeys eat, like we know what they eat, but what do they get fed generally?
They usually eat at the same time as my parents. So 3 times a day, and then sometimes they'll snack, but...
Sit at the table.
Family meal. I'm loving it.
Tell me they sit at the table. I need them to be at the table.
Usually they'll sit on the couch with them or at the counter. We have like these bar stool chairs. Okay.
Do they sit on the little bar stools? Or
they'll sit on my parents' laps.
Okay, okay, okay.
They eat a ton of fruit. They really do love
bananas. Okay, so they love bananas. Okay, that makes sense. We're assuming they're eating a lot of fruit. Okay.
Yeah, and then they eat. They probably shouldn't be doing this, but they eat table food too.
Mm.
But it's like feeding your dog table food. Like you shouldn't, but you just can't help it. They just look so cute.
Yeah. But you don't want them to be, you don't get want the monkeys to have the runs or any, you don't want that to happen because that would be a bad situation.
Okay. And they have diapers.
Of course. They got to wear a diaper.
They put the diapers on. They cut the hole out for the tail.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, okay. So let me explain that.
Okay. Please do.
First, they started off cutting the hole, but that didn't work out because the little gel beads in the diapers.
Oh, they come out. I was going to say, you cut that, it all comes out. Yeah.
Yeah, it would leak out and just make a big mess. So now there's a certain method. They have the two little, like, wings of the diapers, and they kind of, like, cross it over their tail and, like, wrap it around.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then that makes more sense.
Yeah, JoJo wears diapers that are made for premature babies, and then Emma wears a bigger size.
Okay he's in preemie diapers. Okay.
Yeah, and he wears preemie clothes too. It's
my gosh. seriously. Well, my oldest wants a monkey. He's sort of fantasizing about it, and he lives in Brooklyn in a tiny little apartment, and he thinks it would be fun to get a monkey and train it to like go get him stuff around the apartment. And I'm like, I don't know that that's a good, you know, it would be a good experience for the monkey in Brooklyn. But, I don't know. Go ahead.
Do they make monkey noises? Like
they do. They do. She like, her little mannerisms are so funny. Like whenever she gets in a playful mood, she like shakes her head back and forth really fast.
Aww.
And then the little one, he kind of just... In their first year, they're really clingy and they want to be attached to someone constantly. So they like to hug on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you detach him for a second, he starts screaming. Like it's like a screech.
Oh.
But then when you like put him back on your chest, fine. And then Emma, she kind of just screeches whenever she's in her cage. Like sometimes we'll put her in there if we have family over so she doesn't bother everyone. Like we had her in there on Christmas morning. And we were opening presents, and every now and then you just hear her screeching.
Yeah, she went real happy about that. She was like, I want to be out there with the presents. Okay, okay, understandable. Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
And so her mom, we zoomed in with her mom, or FaceTimed, I don't know what we did, while Ashlyn was here.
Mm-hmm.
And So she's showing us the setup. And so she's got a cage. They have like a giant dog cage, like really tall. Mm-hmm. And it's got the roof on it. And she said, but we have to keep it locked because Emma knows how to open it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, so, and she's got her little bed in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her little bed. It's a little like those baby cribs. What are they called? Where they like roll around and you can like a bassinet.
Like a playpen kind of thing?
I think it's called a bassinet.
Bassinet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But we have to have everything baby proofed, everything locked. We have to carry a little key around that fits with the locks in the house. Mm-hmm. And the first baby proof things that we got, she learned how to work those. Then we had to get more advanced ones.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Locks on them. Are you kidding?
I wish I was. So,
and you take her, but, and your mom said that y'all do take her outside.
That's what I was going to ask next. Like, is there outside time? How does that work?
Yeah. So we have the pool in the backyard and she likes to swim in the summer.
The monkey swim.
She doesn't really swim by herself, but she'll sit on my mom's shoulders while my mom swims.
Oh, yeah.
Precious peanut.
Okay. And they have swimsuits for her. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh. Does she wear a bikini or a one piece?
She wears a little tankini.
A little tankini, yeah. Okay.
She's modest.
Yeah, okay.
She's a Christian monkey.
She's a believer.
She's a God-fearing monkey.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's right.
But one time they had her in the backyard and she jumped over the fence and escaped. And she ran.
Can you imagine being the neighbors?
Yeah, we have a tree. This is so funny. She went to climb on the tree and they thought it was fine. Because it's like...
No, it's not fine.
The tree is right behind our fence. Like, behind our fence, we don't have neighbors. It's just woods.
Right.
And then, what was I going to say?
Well, she was climbing the tree.
She was climbing the tree. And then she jumped into the neighbor's backyard off of the tree. And these neighbors were new. We had never talked to them at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Can we have our monkey back?
Our monkey just jumps into their backyard. And I have no idea what's going on.
You guys, I can't. I absolutely can't. Great. Yeah, I mean, because she could just take off and go anywhere. But, I mean, obviously she's attached to you all. And she knows that she gets food. And
right.
You know, loves you guys. You're her little, what are groups of primates called? Group, troop?
I don't know.
You're her little troop of monkeys.
Pack, I guess. I don't know.
Now, did they get any Christmas gifts? They couldn't be out with the gift giving, but did they get any Christmas presents or what?
Oh, she's spoiled year round.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with Christmas. She gets a new outfit all the time.
I ask Ashlyn if you needed to crochet her a Christmas dress.
Yeah.
And Ashlyn said, no, she's got more clothes than I do.
Okay, true. Does she have a little closet? Are they on little hangers in a little closet?
Drawer.
Okay, a drawer. That's good.
Yeah, they have this little wicker basket. Mm-hmm. It's like a wicker set of drawers in their bathroom that you would normally put toilet paper and stuff like that in, but it's all for her.
It's full of monkey clothes.
Yeah, it's like a little dollhouse, like a little American Girl doll dresser or something.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes me very happy. Oh, my goodness. Well, we just needed to know.
Can you go get one of the monkeys?
I can't right now. They're asleep. Okay.
Sleeping. Don't wake the monkeys up, Joni. Don't wake them up. Let them have some peace.
Listen, John Garrett, she sent me pictures of John Garrett with JoJo, the baby. And JoJo is just snuggled up on John Garrett's chest.
A little baby monkey. I mean, that's the temptation to get one because you're like, oh, look at this precious little, little baby.
And then they grow up
and they turn into Emma. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Then I got a picture of Ashlyn over Christmas and she is like out. She is sound asleep in a chair, like a recliner thing. Mm-hmm. She has a cat at her feet and a cat like at the bend of her legs. And then under her arm is the monkey and they're all just out. They are snoozing.
Go ahead.
That's when I like him, when he's asleep.
That's when we like most people and things, pets, when they're sleeping. Well, it's so funny because I said even last night to my family, we were playing game, or I don't know, it came up at some point. And I was just like, I could not have written a better situation for John Garrett than mm-hmm. to be dating someone who has monkeys. Like, I didn't see that in the bingo card. I didn't know when he was a wee little child that that was going to happen, but it feels absolutely correct. It feels absolutely correct.
It does so, feel right.
Yeah, it feels right.
When he was holding Jojo on his chest, I was like, oh, he's good with kids.
Look how precious so, he is.
Ashley, tell us, while we've got you on here, tell us how you met John Garrett.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, this will be good.
Okay, so we both worked at camp in North Carolina, and it was the last night of camp. Me and my friends went out. We weren't really supposed to, but
snuck out. Yeah, they snuck out of camp. Yeah. Holly, does that sound familiar at
nope,
all?
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about. Carry on.
The campers were already gone, and me and my friends, we just went to cookout, and we didn't really think anything of it. We're just going to get some milkshakes. And the boys' camp, they had already been released a day before we had, and at this cookout, it's one of the outdoor ones. There's no indoor seating, so everyone's sitting out on the little patio area. And we pull around, and lo and behold, there's, like, tons of guys from boys' camp there. And they're all just staring at us like meerkats. And then, yeah.
Like, girls, red alert. Girls.
Yeah, they haven't seen girls all summer.
Yeah, it's like, a lot. They're a little out of practice. Okay,
yeah, a little deprived. Mm-hmm. And then we park to eat, and John Garrett and his friend come up to the car because they know Sarah, my friend, driving. And they were talking to her. And I realized he had a southern accent. I was like, okay, he must be from around the same place as me. And then it turned out his hometown is an hour from where I go to school. And then he was like, okay, nice talking to you, and walks away. And I was like,
what? John Garrett, smooth moves.
Yeah, he's a
no
romantic.
No one has moves like John Garrett. Yeah, he's got moves. Yeah.
Okay. Playing hard to get. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why didn't he get my phone number? So then everyone was like, Ashlyn, y'all would be so good together. Y'all vibe together. And I was like, okay, whatever. They're just trying to set me up. And then we call him back to the car, and I was like, what's your Instagram? Like, why didn't you get mine? And
look at that. Look at her go, you guys.
I know. Uh-huh.
You got to go for it sometimes. These boys
That's
don't
right.
know.
Yeah, seriously. Boys are so shy now.
They don't know.
And then I was so excited, and I go back to camp, and I walk into my friend's cabin with one of my friends that was there. And I'm not really that close with these girls whose cabin I walk into. And then my friend Mare goes, guys, Ashlyn just met the love of her life at cookout. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then they didn't really like him. They're like, they warned me about him. They're like, he's weird. I don't want to date him.
They're looking out for you. They were just looking out for you.
And I was like, oh, well, dang it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And he messages me anyway. And I didn't really think it was going to go anywhere. But he was very persistent, and all my friends really liked him, and I was like, whatever. Like, they just want to set us up. But then my friend from home, she's so skeptical about guys, and she's picky for me.
Okay.
And she actually liked him, and she had never even met him. She had just heard what I said about him, and she was like, y'all are literally going to get married. Okay. I guess
wow. Some prophesying. Okay. Okay.
And then on the first date, whenever I walked out to the car to go out to eat with him, instead of walking around the car and opening my door like a normal person, he gets out and he rolls over the hood of the car.
he Bo Duke styled it.
Oh, yeah, gosh. And then he got my door and I was like, stop. Like, stop. You're being weird. You're going to embarrass me. Oh, and then after that.
If you survived that and kept going, then that's more, a good more sign, power to you. Yeah.
And then I told my life group leader about it at church. And she's also someone who's like, she would be picky for me. And she goes, Ashlyn, that's literally the man you're going to marry. He's perfect for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I was like, okay, I guess I'll give him a chance.
Give him a shot at least, right? Give him a shot. Oh my gosh. Well, he gets that persistence from his father. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. So
yes, he does.
All right. Ashlyn has to go pick up her cat from the vet, but I do want to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. So Ashlyn came here before Christmas and she looked at me and she said, can I stay in Holly's room? Instead of the guest room, it is now Holly's room.
Yes, of course. I will share it with Ashlyn anytime. The special room. It no longer has the scary clown picture hanging in it, so consider yourself blessed.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, it was horrific.
It can come back. It can come back.
No, we're good. We're good. We don't want that. So, well, thank you so much for coming on. I've been having these burning questions for weeks now, so I'm glad we got that cleared up. And yeah, thanks for being a special guest today.
Well, thank y'all for having me. Of course. A celebrity.
You are. You're
famous now.
Your privacy is over. The paparazzi is going to come for you. So just be ready for it. Be ready for it. So. Okay. All right. Thanks, Ashlyn.
Bye.
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 That was awesome. Oh my goodness. That was so good. I had so many things I needed to know. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to the zoo today. So like, I'm going to look for the spider monkeys. I'm going to really just have a whole better understanding of the spider monkeys. So that was amazing. Amazing. You guys, the content here is, you can't get this anywhere else.
You never know. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know. You don't. Well, what else do you have? Because I think this episode might be a little, you know, it'll be a little short today, but that's okay. But what else do you have?
Look here. I think most of the United States is about to hit a big old Arctic vortex.
It's true. The polar bomb or whatever they keep calling these things.
Yeah. Is coming through. Is. So I'm just going to say we have talked about emergency preparation before. Mm-hmm. And was it last December where it was so cold? We had another, I think it was just last year.
I think it was.
And I don't know in St. Louis what happened, but down here we started having rolling blackouts.
No, we didn't, but okay.
So what is happening here is we are having so many people move into Tennessee and the structure is just not there.
Right. Yet. Sure. I mean, the infrastructure for the grid is just not there yet. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is, you have this huge influx coming in all at once. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there's no way to prep for that. So we would have rolling blackouts and I mean, it was freezing. I'm trying to cook for Christmas. I'm trying to, you know, do all this stuff and ovens were going out. There's also the possibility for ice and snow. Anytime you get ice, you've got possibility of tree snapping.
Yeah. Electric lines go down. Yeah.
Right. Right. So this episode's going to drop on Thursday and it's going to be cold, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, right there. I don't think it's the big,
the true polar blasting vortex bomb. Yes. Just that's
right.
coming.
So you've got time. Go around, make Good sure point. Your pipes, your spigots outside are covered.
I need to do that.
Cover your plants, anything, you know, that's going to come back. I lost a giant rosemary bush last time because I didn't cover it. I thought it was hardy enough to withstand it, but it just wasn't. So I lost some hydrangeas. Just, you know, make sure you've got something covering those. Make sure that you have water and that you have, you know, some food, even if you have to, you know, if you've got a little propane stove that you camp with, go ahead,
just dig it all out.
Make sure you've got propane. If you've got a generator, make sure you've got gas. Just all these little things that you may need. Just go through that emergency checklist, because this is the time that things can go bad. And again, a lot of times it's the panic of the people instead of the actual situation. So, you know, go ahead, get a little powdered milk, get a little, you know, yeast where you can make your own bread, because it's, you know, if the power goes down, your grocery stores aren't going to be open. I am going to go ahead and make some soups up and stick in my freezer so that they can thaw and I can easily, you know, boil them over a fire if I need to. So, you know, just, this is the time to do that.
Yeah,
do a little bit. Don't go crazy.
Yep. Absolutely. That's a really good
Don't go hoard all the toilet paper.
No, but just, make sure you do have a little bit.
Make
you
sure
know,
you have a little bit.
Yeah. Think of sanitation. Think of a... Yeah. But, you know, you're right. It just, again, it feels when you're when you've got a few of those things ready, it does give you a real peace of mind. Yeah. And, again, that's a real thing that, you know, that we rely a lot on electricity and all the things. And so, yeah, that's good. I need to do a couple of those things. Again, I'm full of cheese and covered in glitter. So right now I'm going to the zoo to look at animals. I can't, but I do have a house full of food. I will say that,
and again, I'll remind you, make sure you've got a, can opener that is, you know, manual.
Regular old school can opener.
Yeah. You can get exactly into right. those emergency supplies.
Again, I will tell you, Tim Broyles is getting in the can regardless of the can, like we've got tool, like, yeah, go get your, you know, but a can opener would be a better way to go for that. So that's good. That's a very good. Thank you for that little reminder tip, because again, we roll right into this stuff and we do have to pay attention a little bit here and kind of get back to reality a little bit. So that's a good word. So, do you have a recipe for us this week?
I do have a recipe.
Okay. So, I have no idea whose top three it is. And if it's mine, we're doomed, because I hope it's not.
I think it's mine. And of course, I'm so well prepared.
Okay. You know? This is wonderful.
I'm not
prepared
at all.
Can't wait.
No idea.
all right. What recipe do you have for us?
I am going to give you, since we are coming into this whole little deal, my recipe for beef stew.
Oh.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You need 2 pounds of stewing beef. Make sure it's, you know, trimmed and cubed.
And your butcher can do that for you. Your store will do that for you if you want.
You can do that. Or you can do that. And look, you can leave. Remember that fat holds flavor.
Right. Don't trim it all off.
Leave a little bit of fat in there to render down into your stew.
Mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 6 cups of beef broth. I get the organic, just saying that. Mm-hmm. 1/2 cup of red wine, a pound
that
of potatoes.
That makes a difference. That red wine in a beef stew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does. If you're concerned about alcohol, it does cook out. But you're left with that very rich flavor.
With a really good flavor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 1 pound of potatoes that are peeled and cubed. 4 carrots. Go ahead and cut those into about 1-inch pieces or so.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about carrots real quick when you're cutting them, when you've got your whole carrots. Make sure cut like the bottom round part off so that it's flat when you start to cut. And then once you do that, you can cut the sides. You can cut the sides off so it's flat, and that makes your cutting a little easier. So you get those nice dice.
Oh, so it's like those square pieces. You're kind of making little cubes.
Yes. Or you can do. Look, I'll be honest with you. When I'm cooking for myself, I just do them in round circles.
I'm never doing that. But it's a good tip.
That's a Ron Dill cut right there. Okay,
that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm. But anytime you're cutting, even like a potato, you want it to be flat on the bottom.
Yeah, you can just slice up that bottom and make it flat. Good. That's a good tip.
Right. 4 ribs of celery, cut those into 1-inch pieces. You need 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1 teaspoon of rosemary. Mm. You can do dried rosemary, or you can do just a sprig of a fresh rosemary there.
Yeah, like a sprig of fresh.
2 tablespoons. Yeah. 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. If it's too watery and you want it thick, you can go ahead and add more cornstarch. But what you're going to do with that cornstarch is you're going to make a slurry. So you're going to take your 2 tablespoons of cornstarch and 2 tablespoons of water and mix that up.
What do you, you don't put the flour in with that? You do the flour some other
your
thing?
Your flour's at the beginning, and then I'll explain that. But yeah, anyway, but that's just your slurry there. And then toward the end, as it is getting done, you're going to add about 3/4 cup of peas. You don't want your peas just because they'll get mushy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So first you're going to combine your flour, your garlic powder, your salt and pepper, and you're going to toss your flour You're going to toss your beef.
Going to toss my
that.
Flour.
Yeah, toss your flour.
Oh, this is.
You're going to toss your beef in the flour mixture.
Oh, coats the stew meat.
You're going to coat the stew meat, and then stick your olive oil in just a large Dutch oven and
brown
cook
that all
beef
kind of
just until it's browned.
Okay.
And your onions. Go ahead and do your onions and your beef in that. Then you're going to add your beef broth and your red wine, and just make sure you scrape up any of your little bits there down in the.
Yeah, you
the
want
pan.
The bits. The bits are good. Keep
want
the bits.
The bits. Bits are good. And then you're going to stir in all your remaining ingredients, except for your peas and cornstarch celery. Reduce your heat to medium low. Cover it. Let it simmer for about an hour until your beef is tender. It could take up to an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you're just kind of letting that slow cook, get tender, simmer. You're out and your house is going to smell delicious.
It's going to be unbelievable. Yep.
Yeah. And then you're going to mix up that cornstarch and water to make your slurry. Add that to your boiling stew until it reaches your thickness that you want.
So just keep stirring it. Keep the heat on
Keep stirring it.
Because if you turn it down too soon, it doesn't thicken right. At least that's my experience.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And then stir your peas in, simmer it for about 5 or 10 minutes. Again, you don't want those peas to sit there.
I assume these are frozen peas.
Frozen
peas.
You can use.
I like frozen.
I like frozen better.
They taste. They're fresher. I mean, honestly, the canned aren't.
No, I don't like canned.
Fresh.
No, I don't like the canned peas.
Or fresh peas. If you really were that inspired, you could get some fresh peas. But frozen are good. Frozen peas are good.
So, and that's it. Add salt and pepper if you want to, or.
You do. You want some salt and pepper. Put that up in there. Yeah.
Taste, look, and if you need to add more wine, add
if
more
wine.
If you
need to throw some more in a glass next to you while you're cooking, you just throw some in a glass.
I tend to add more wine than what my recipes call for. I mean, even like with my, I put white wine in my chicken gnocchi and my chicken and wild rice, or I add sherry.
I love the sherry. Yeah,
I like
that's
sherry
a good flavor.
With those. And but to me, it usually needs a little more than what most recipes call for.
Yeah,
so
that's fair. If you like that flavor.
Yep. Do your own taste test and see what you like there. So.
Okay. Excellent. That is a perfect recipe for right now.
It is.
That is. And stew meat is cheaper than, you know, the reason it's stew, usually, I don't know now, but anyway, it's tends to be less expensive. And when it cooks like that, it turns very, it's very good. So
it is very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That's a great one. I loved it. I loved it. You need to cook me some. All right. Are you going to make up some top three right now?
Top three.
I am. You ready? No, I'm going to my Amazon list.
I'm so grateful
it's
you because I literally was going
to
be like, I like this pad of paper right here. This is the best pad of paper there ever was. Okay.
Okay. So I have found, and this came, I bought a couple of expensive Christmas trees. A few years ago. I mean, there's still, you get what you pay for, quality. But they came with a Christmas tree bag instead of just a box.
Oh.
And so the bags are so good to store in. I mean, they're
just so much easier to.
So much easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year, when everybody's coming and I put a tree in everybody's room at Thanksgiving, I did not buy the expensive trees. About cheap trees.
Well, yeah, you gotta, balling on a budget, man.
But I found, so I went on Amazon, I thought, I bet I can buy a Christmas tree bag. So I found on Amazon Christmas tree bags. They come in whatever feet you want them to come in. There's a 9, 7.5 feet, you know, whatever your tree is.
Okay.
And this one has rollers on it.
Oh.
Can I tell you how excited that I am that I don't have to haul, that I can just roll it on out.
Yeah.
So like a Hulken bag.
And let me give you a little tip on that note that I just figured out like last year, cause I'm dumb. And this may not apply to everyone. It applies to us now because again, kind of the empty nesting, there's more room in the upstairs closets. Okay. Now, if you have a house full of people and kids living there full time, but I just keep the Christmas trees that are upstairs in the box of ornament upstairs in that closet. I don't cart it back down to the basement. And I know everyone else probably already figured this out 10 years ago. And again, with kids there, it's a little different, but you still might could do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, why am I just put this in the closet up here and
right
the back corner and it can stay till next year. So
that's exactly what I'm doing.
Carry on.
upstairs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, here it is. I bought a teacup. Mm. It has a handle, but it has a tea diffuser.
Oh, the strainer in that.
Mm-hmm. The strainer. It comes right in the teacup, and it has a top to sit on top of it so that you can sit there and pour your loose tea in there.
You can use your loose tea. Yeah, that's I love those.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's
it's
great.
I don't believe it's Potter, but it's very Potter, has a very pottery look to it.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
Nice.
I really like
That's lovely. That's lovely.
And then my last thing, I bought a silicone little snowman ice cube thing. But I poured whipping cream in it and froze them. Oh. And so that I can put it when we have hot chocolate while it's all snowing and cold and all that. Yes. And I have this nice little snowman whipped cream that I put.
Okay.
It's not whipped. It's
just whipping
heavy cream.
Oh, yeah. But how cute is that
and
idea?
Snowman floating on top of your hot cocoa.
And it's not that, I mean, again, not health conscious, but I mean, that's not adding anything else to it, any sugar more or anything like mm-mm. that. You already have your mm-mm. sugar in your hot cocoa and
right.
that's adorable. And you know, you could probably, okay, here, what about this? Put a little drop of mint oil in the peppermint snowman cube.
Yeah.
And then it's a little peppermint snowman cube.
Yep. Yep.
That's adorable. You'll have to take a picture of those and see floating in your little.
Yeah. I already unfroze them. I unfroze them and put them in a little Ziploc bag and kept them in the freezer. So
there you go. So you're
right
ready.
I'm
you're
ready
for your Arctic blast.
That's right.
You know, polar bomb. It's coming.
That's right. The polar.
The polar bomb.
The polar express bomb.
Express bomb. Gosh.
Yeah. Here's what I'm really hoping. And this is terrible maybe for me to say. I don't know. I waver back and forth. So we go back to school Monday the 6th. And on January the 5th, there is the day cold front is starting to come through and there's a lot of rain that may turn into ice or snow. And and then it gets like ice cold.
I hope it's not ice though. I really hope you guys get snow and snow.
Well,
yeah. It's such a pain.
But I just want that to happen.
I know.
Because
we're so tired from Christmas break.
No,
Christmas break is exhausting.
I don't
guys.
Want to go to school. I do not want to get out of my house when it's 9 degrees outside.
I know.
I want to sit inside wrapped in a blanket. But, you know, and I know for a lot of kids, it's probably better at school. But at the same time, I worry about them standing out, waiting on the bus.
That's why they cancel school in the cold. Yeah. If it's real cold, they'll cancel school because they don't want the kids come sitting out waiting on the buses. So.
I mean, but even on the buses, you know, I mean, and it you just don't heat up enough. That bus don't heat.
Those buses are cold and
So,
well, we'll see. We'll keep you guys posted on how we fare through the Arctic blast or whatever's coming. So, but that's awesome. Yeah. Those were great top three. And we're very happy to be back. I know we're, like I said, you know, we're just like the rest of you all here. So we're just barely creeping, you know, we don't know what's going on right now, but neither do you all. So that's okay. That's okay. But hope everyone has a great New Year's. Hope you had a great New Year's. Because by the time you hear this, it'll be 2025, but you can time travel and listen to us and it'll be 2024.
Send us some of your New Year's resolutions that you've made.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And we can talk about that next week. And,
I would like to. Yeah. I got to sit. If I can get just a little bit of time to just sit with my thoughts and my notebook and my pen and even if a coffee shop or wherever, I am desperate to do that because I need some time to think through some things. So, and this is my annual reminder. Don't forget about your low level goals. Don't forget. Now you make the big resolutions and all that, but don't forget about the low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
You can have a little tiny goal, you know, really achievable. Just, you know, don't forget those.
And you can also make some of your big goals into little goals.
Yeah, they have to. You have to do that.
You've got to do that.
If you want it to really work, that is exactly right.
John Garrett last night, I'll end with this. John Garrett last night looked at me and said, oh, hey, can I have a New Year's Eve party? So now I've got, you know, 21-year-olds coming to my house.
You can, but you're in charge of doing the party.
I made him go to the grocery.
Yeah. I'm like, you sure can, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you next week. But until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
I'm going to see some animals. I'm going to see a spider monkey at the zoo.
I'm so excited for you. I want to come up there in the winter and go to the zoo.
It's the best. It's our favorite. February. It's our favorite because there's will be nobody there. And you just bundle up and you just go. Joey was like, I want to go to the zoo. He's like, that was the one thing he wanted to do here. So we're gonna pack it up here and go. So, all right. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day. All right. Bye.